The Olympic torch has arrived in Rio de Janeiro by boat after a three-month tour of Brazilian cities. The mayor of Rio, Eduardo Paes, carried the torch on its first few laps, but there were chaotic scenes later when the torch relay was challenged by demonstrators. Wera Davis is in Rio.
With only 2 days before the opening ceremony, the Olympic torch was making its way through the industrial district of Duque de Caxias to the north of Rio de Janeiro, when hundreds of protesters, angry with the amount of money being spent on the Games, tried to block its path. Amid chaotic scenes, heavily armed riot police fired tear gas and pepper spray at demonstrators to try and disperse them. This is exactly what Olympic organizers had feared might happen after what has been a relatively peaceful and sometimes spectacular torch relay around Brazil.
The US Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has insisted his campaign is united in the face of reports of growing frustration with him amongst the Republican leadership. At a rally in Florida, he said, "We have never been as united before." But in another sign of the levels of exasperation among senior Republicans, the former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, a Trump supporter, said the presidential candidate was helping Hillary Clinton to win by proving he is more unacceptable than she is. President Obama has commuted the sentences of 214 prison inmates. Those who are set to be released include 67 people serving life sentences. Aline McBall has more details.
Most of the prisoners who've had their sentences commuted by the president were convicted of low-level drug offences. 214 may seem like a lot, and is certainly the highest number of inmates to receive a presidential pardon in a single day in America, but the U.S. incarcerates people at a rate far greater than any other major nation. More than 2 million Americans are behind bars.
Canada has launched an inquiry into the high rates of killings and disappearances of Indigenous women and girls, a subject that's attracted international criticism. The government's Indigenous Affairs Minister, Carolyn Bennett, called the launch historic, stressing the need to examine the roots of the violence. Barbara Plautascher reports.
Indigenous women make up 4% of Canada's population, but 16% of its homicide victims. More than 1,200 have been murdered or gone missing in the past 3 decades, and the Commission will examine the root causes of this violence. The previous Conservative administration blamed it largely on domestic abuse and resisted calls for an inquiry. But the current Liberal government has linked the high rate of deaths and disappearances to systemic issues such as racism, sexism, and poverty. The Commission will also examine policing and child welfare policies. The Indigenous Affairs Minister called it an important step in Canada's reconciliation with its native peoples.
World News from the BBC. Pro-government forces in Libya say they are making progress in their attack on the Islamic State militant stronghold of Sirte with the help of US airstrikes. They say they are advancing house by house in the face of resistance from snipers and bomb attacks. The Russian military says it's informed the United States of its belief that rebels in the Syrian city of Aleppo used toxic substances in an attack on Tuesday. The Russian news agency Interfax says 7 people died and more than 20 were hospitalized because of the attack. There's no independent confirmation of the claim. The UN Security Council is holding an emergency session to discuss North Korea's latest ballistic missile test after one of the missiles landed in the waters of Japan's exclusive economic zone. France and Britain say they want strong action taken against North Korea, which has carried out a number of tests in the past 2 weeks in defiance of UN resolutions. Stéphane Dujarric is a UN spokesman.
We are once again deeply troubled by the latest test firing of missiles by the Democratic Republic of Korea. Such actions seriously undermine regional peace and stability. We reiterate the call on the DPRK to heed the united call of the international community to reverse its course and return to the process of sincere dialogue.
Government scientists in the United States have started clinical trials of a vaccine to combat the Zika virus. The first transmissions of the virus by mosquitoes in the U.S. were detected in Florida last week. The U.S. Supreme Court has blocked a transgender student from using the boys' bathroom at school until an appeal is heard. The order stayed a lower court ruling which had allowed Gavin Grimm to use the boys' bathroom at his school, although he was born a girl. In May, the Obama administration directed schools to allow students to use bathrooms that match their current gender identity. BBC News.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可 net.com。